Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, June 29th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
Good afternoon. I'm Maria Shalams. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 96 degrees.
Weather and traffic delays right now at Thanksgiving Point. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, environmental officials say they're seeing spikes of very bad air along the Wasatch Front, and fireworks and brush fires are to blame the most. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The kind of pollution officials with the Department of Environmental Quality are seeing now is similar to the kind we normally see in winter, where fires ignite small particles into the air. However,
when you mix it with our high levels of ozone, which we see in the summer, it kind of creates a double whammy.
Department spokesperson Donna Kemp Spangler says the pollution comes and goes rather quickly. Levels are low in the morning, but they're much higher at 10 o'clock at night.
There's some spikes during short-term one-hour averages.
Kemp Spangler also says the larger fireworks shows are not really the biggest cause, but rather the smaller groups of people lighting the fireworks they have. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The San Diego County, California Sheriff's Office says searchers have found two dead bodies in a fire-stricken area near San Diego. The man and woman were near a boulder in Potrero. Now, the property had been under a mandatory evacuation order after a wildfire started there on June 19th. It has since spread to cover nearly 12 square miles.
Boaters on Strawberry Reservoir will probably notice a smoke plume rising from near the lake this afternoon. Mike Erickson with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says it's a blaze about 35 acres in size.
It's about 1,000 feet from Strawberry Reservoir on the south side of Strawberry. The nearest private land is about 3 miles away.
Erickson says it doesn't seem like the fire will spread much beyond a stand of pine trees where it's burning right now.
The busiest 4th of July travel weekend in 9 years will have more UHP troopers going after bad drivers. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
An extra 189 troopers will go after drivers who are drunk, distracted, unbuckled, or breaking the speed limit. The UHP reports Independence Day weekend is usually the most dangerous because extra sunlight and cheaper gas prices put more people on the roads for longer stretches. But last year, Utah had zero fatalities over the 4th of July.
The UHP reports 126 deaths on Utah roads so far in 2016. But after a rough start to the 100 deadliest days of summer, troopers had no fatal crashes in the past week.
The State Department has been telling Americans to be careful about turkey for some time now.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Here's the president this afternoon extending a hand to Turkey.
We're still learning all the facts, but we know this is part of our broader shared fight against terrorist networks, and we will continue to work closely with Turkey to root them out.
But the first details of the attack come straight from security videos. You can see the first attacker creates a diversion by blowing himself up curbside. Two others race inside the airport, one blowing himself up at departures, the other attacks at arrivals, leaving 42 dead. 200-plus injured, the State Department says. No Americans were hurt. A nervous day at airports all over the country with increased security at some of them. In New York, JFK closed Terminal 5 for an hour because of an abandoned bag. False alarm, fortunately. At SeaTac in Seattle, an American flight to Philly was lined up for takeoff when the next pilot in line said, do you know you're on fire? A power unit blew, shooting flame and smoke. That plane had to abort before takeoff. Everyone is safe. And what is going on? A Southwest flight just returned to San Jose after it took off from Burbank and an engine failed. Everybody's safe. And what is with politicians using songs without artists' permission? Mike Huckabee has settled a lawsuit filed by the band Survivor because he used Eye of the Tiger without permission at an anti-gay rally. Huckabee paid the band's guitarist $25,000. Sometimes it is better to ask permission than forgiveness. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Democratic Senate candidate Misty Snow credits progressive Salt Lake County voters with her victory in yesterday's primary election. Snow becomes the first transgender candidate from a major party to run for Senate, but she tells KSL's Doug Wright there's nothing shocking about that.
10 or 20 years ago, it would have been surprising, but, you know, after Salt Lake City became the first state capital to elect a lesbian woman to be its mayor, you know, I think it became less shocking.
Snow describes herself as a Bernie Sanders-style Democrat and believes her liberal policy positions will get fellow Democrats to the polls in November. She's facing incumbent Republican Mike Lee.
With Utah's primary election over, attention now is turning to the November general election. One Politico who called every state correctly in the last election, Nate Silver, says there's a clear leader in the presidential race.
Speaking to Good Morning America, Silver unveiled 538's general election forecast, which right now shows Hillary Clinton with a 79% chance of winning the presidency.
We're kind of at halftime of the election right now, and she's taking a 7-point, maybe a 10-point lead into halftime.
Of course, 538 famously predicted Trump had no chance of winning the nomination despite skyrocketing polls.
Don't try and outthink the polls and try and outthink the American public, and Trump has never really been ahead of Clinton in the general election campaign.
The latest ABC News Washington Post poll shows Hillary Clinton up 12. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, a unique chance to live like an Olympian for wounded vets. We'll tell you how they ended up on the bobsled course today.
And triple team traffic.
An accident with vehicles to the left and right with emergency crews right now arriving on the scene on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 at 9th South. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Can't wait, can't wait. Jump in the car and make your getaway to Logan, Utah. We've got the best of all worlds. Think about it. Outdoors, fishing, hiking, and wildflowers in the National Forest. Just 10 minutes from downtown. And you know that Logan is Utah's heart of the arts. Free concerts at the Tabernacle Monday through Friday and live shows at the Lyric Repertory Theater. Tickets are on sale now for Utah Festival's summer performances, including Peter Pan. Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center or take a true taste of Cache Valley with our self-guided food tour. Cookies and chocolate and cheeses, oh my. Log on to ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
I won't grow up.
Get your tickets now. Utah Festival in Logan presents fantastic professional productions of Peter Pan, Showboat, Corgi and Bess, Ragtime, and Puccini's Trilogy with a full orchestra. It's a festival, so from July 6th to August 6th, there are 139 concerts, lectures, interactive classes, backstage tours, and more. Ticket prices are unbelievably affordable, the scenery and costumes are spectacular, and the performances are brilliant. UtahFestival.org. That's UtahFestival.org.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
If the snow has melted on your lawn and there's still a wet spot, you may need a plumber. If your sprinkler main shutoff is causing you back injuries, you may need a plumber. If you hear water running but can't locate the source, if the floor in your furnace room is wet, or if you have to flush twice to clear the bowl, you may need a plumber. Call this year's Best of State winner again, Whipple Service Champions, and this week you'll get $100 off any plumbing repair of $300 or more. Or for only $66, our very timely AC tune-up, water heater tune-up, or a whole house electrical tune-up. Also for $66, we'll unplug any drain. If you have one or more broken down cars parked on the front lawn, you may need a mechanic. But otherwise, call the plumbers at Whipple Service Champions for our $66 specials. Call 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we plumb today.
Anywhere you are, go live with KSL. The all-new KSL mobile app for live news and talk shows. Search the App Store for the words KSL Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:08. It's kind of like a wheelchair around sharp curves at nearly 70 miles an hour. Well, some participants in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games got to ride bobsleds down the Utah Olympic track this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Duke has that story.
Okay, who are we kidding? This is nothing like a wheelchair. Jesse Graham, an Air Force vet who was injured 2 years ago, was among 50 of 600 vets who rode one of the wheeled bobsleds.
The ride was great. Definitely would like to do it again and go a little faster.
So did Renee Peterson, an Army vet who'd like to compete in the Paralympics one day.
I've got powerlifting. I have the slalom, which is an obstacle course. And anything else I could put myself in.
Both athletes are here taking part in numerous events. Peterson admitted he skipped out on one so he could hit the track. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Troubling new numbers from the CDC. They say that nearly 500 women in the United States are currently pregnant and infected with the Zika virus.
Our bottom line is we're trying to do everything we can to protect pregnant women. One mosquito bite can lead a pregnant woman to deliver a baby with a devastating condition.
CDC Deputy Director Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat says that their organization is working around the clock to prevent more cases of Zika.
Triple Team Traffic, back to KSL's Traffic Center, Ricky Meese.
If you're headed southbound on I-15, now your delays start right about 3300 south, but they remain solid to Bangor Highway and into Draper. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Sandy and Midvale. We're seeing good speeds return to the West Belt, but still heavy and slow westbound on the 21st South Freeway, starting at 5600 west. Dave Meekum.
Thunderstorm rolling through Utah County has left a lot of wet roads in the Provo-Orem area, left a lot of water on those roads, but traffic seems to be handling it fairly well. The delays are at the north end. Southbound from the top of the point down to 1500 north in Lehigh is slow, and then northbound between American Fork Main Street and Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
This is things were looking better on the way out of downtown. Here comes a wreck. Northbound I-15, right about 900 south off-ramp. It does not look like it's really affecting traffic too badly, though. In Davis County, you do continue with delays in Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall. Fruit Heights delays continue Highway 89 northbound as well. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The clouds are back. Let's check the KSL forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Well, with the afternoon heat, some scattered thunderstorms are boiling up across parts of central, eastern Utah, especially up in the higher elevations. Here along the Wasatch, we've seen partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. 71 overnight, 92 partly cloudy with more isolated thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. Low 90s and a little drier as we head through the 4th of July weekend. We'll be mostly sunny and 94 on Monday, the 4th of July. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Mostly cloudy, 96 degrees right now downtown.
Well, President Obama didn't say his name outright, but everybody knew who he was referring to. ABC News has more coming up at 6:15.
Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. Stop into any of our four locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We are located at Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, and our newest location in South Jordan. Come in and see why. At JCW's, we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Welcome to Tom and Tim's Total Tire Shop. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm hot.
Just like a pussycat on a hot tin roof.
What? I need to cool off. I'm melting.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty hot. I got a slip and slide you can play on.
But...
Well, let's look at the problem.
Is it my air conditioner?
Yeah, you can't stay cool when you don't condition your hair.
Hair?
Personally, I use a little antifreeze. Keeps my hair shiny and cool.
Huh?
Why take your vehicle to Tune-X? Since 1974, Tune-X Complete Car Care includes your air conditioning.
Nothing like a little hair conditioner to tame that flyaway look.
Seriously?
When it's 90 plus and you don't want hot, make sure your AC is up to the job. The certified professionals at Tune-X will go over your entire system, the refrigerant levels, and everything you need to make summer driving a cool breeze.
Oh, can I interest you in a free bag of pop kernels of corn?
I'm going to Tune-X.
From Ogden to St. George, visit Tune-X.com for the service center nearest you. Tune-X.
This week, the KSL Teacher Feature Award goes to Camille Morton at Oakdale Elementary School. Mrs. Morton was nominated by the parent of one of her students, and the principal of Oakdale Elementary School, Kirsten Draper, explains why Mrs. Morton deserved this special recognition.
Kim Morton always goes the extra mile. She spends so much time, both during the day, while the kids are here, and after school. She has a big heart and a lot of love for all of her students.
Mrs. Morton describes how she feels about receiving this incredible award.
It's overwhelming to me. I never, it is a complete surprise, and I had no idea, but I'm very grateful. I love teaching.
Mrs. Morton receives a special recognition award from Zions Bank, an overnight stay at the Anniversary Inn, dinner for two at the Roof Restaurant downtown, two season passes to the Hale Center Theater in West Valley, and at the end of the year, one lucky teacher will win the lease of a new car provided by Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
I've been hearing more and more from folks who say, I'm running into more and more snakes when I'm trail running or hiking. Well, the Doug Wright Show goes reptilian. We're going to go to Hogle Zoo. We'll talk about safety around our friendly reptiles on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police confirm what happened to a missing hiker who disappeared in 2012. Officers say the human foot found in Little Cottonwood Canyon last year is that of Corey Ehlers. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Highway Patrol expects more drivers on the road for the 4th of July weekend than in any other of the past 9 years. Extra troopers will be on the road this weekend in hopes of preventing any deadly wrecks.
Third, traffic and weather.
We've had a storm move through the south end of the valley, kicking up dust, causing reduced visibility along I-15 and dumping the rain in the Point of the Mountain area. And that caused slowing from Bluffdale through Lehigh, and we're still dealing with leftover slowdown southbound I-15 South Salt Lake into Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, temperatures in the 90s and a few thunderstorms out there. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We now have dark clouds and 96 degrees downtown.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He didn't name Donald Trump, but it was clear who President Obama was referring to in his speech to Canada's parliament. Mr. Obama was in Ottawa for the North American Leaders Summit. He urged Canadian lawmakers to stay true to their values.
These are universal values, and we must be bold in their defense at home and around the world, and not shy away from speaking up on behalf of these values of pluralism and tolerance and equality.
Tough talk from Donald Trump in the wake of the Istanbul airport attack that left 42 people dead.
Donald Trump is describing the terror attack in Turkey as a violent and bloody wake-up call for America, that ISIS is winning, but if he becomes president, they're going to have their biggest defeat. And Trump reiterated his support for waterboarding for terrorist suspects. For her part, Hillary Clinton released a statement on the terror attack, saying the attack in Turkey strengthens our resolve to defeat the forces of terrorism and radical jihadism around the world.
ABC's Tom Yamas on the campaign trail. Debt hobbled Puerto Rico in line for financial help. The Senate passed and sent to President Obama a rescue package for the U.S. territory, which has a $2 billion debt service payment due on Friday. Cancer researchers that get federal funding are on notice. Vice President Joe Biden is threatening to pull their funding unless they publicly disclose their results. Hosting a cancer summit in Washington, Mr. Biden said the secrecy is hindering progress.
In other sectors like physics and aerospace, scientists share complex information seamlessly and ubiquitously all the time. But somehow, I guess for its hundreds of years of tradition, not in medicine.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed a $38.5 billion budget. The plan more than triples state spending on the lead-tainted water emergency in Flint. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 285 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And the Nightside Project coming your way at 7. Ethan has joined us. Hi, Ethan. What's coming up on your show tonight?
Well, tonight we start the countdown to the 4th of July.
Oh.
So we kick off the countdown tonight. We have a week full of great activities planned for the Nightside Project.
Oh, good.
And we're going to talk about how the Utah Highway Patrol is going to put more officers out on more troopers out on the roads, hoping to help everyone keep the speeds down, intercept drunk drivers, things like that.
It's crazy. The 4th of July weekend is more serious than even New Year's Eve, apparently.
Yeah, people, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what it
they
is.
They have to stay up late waiting for the fireworks.
I guess they're saying this is going to be just a huge year, too, on the road. So we'll talk about that. Hmm. Also, we're going to talk about how Miss Teen USA has dumped their swimsuit program.
Yes.
The swimsuit portion.
And gone for athletic wear.
Yeah, which I guess makes a lot of sense.
Now, I like
some
that better.
Some people are complaining that they're giving in to political correctness.
Oh.
But
we don't parade men around like that.
No, we don't.
Okay, just saying.
And we don't do that to teen men either. And so it's
does anybody even watch the Teen Miss USA thing anymore?
Yeah, their families
That's not
do.
Nice. Okay. There are families who do.
I'm just not one of them. I'm sorry.
So
okay.
It's going to be a good time tonight.
There you go. It's always a good time
no
with Ethan and
Ethan. No fireworks lit in the studio this week, okay? Ethan, all right.
No, we learned our lesson on
yeah,
that. So.
Okay. The Nightside, Ethan and Alex, 7 o'clock.
KSL News Time, 6:19. Let's take a look at your traffic with Ricky Meese.
Getting a lot of reports of Mother Nature really causing problems. High winds, dusty, visible conditions, and we've had rain in spots. If you're still making your way southbound on I-15, lingering slowdowns between 3300 South to 90th South, northbound I-15, spots of slowing Sandy to Midvale. Dave Meekham.
In Utah County, we've got a report of a stalled vehicle in the center lane northbound on I-15 in between American Fork and Lehigh Main Street, causing some jam-ups, so watch out for that. Traffic is heavy in that stretch. Southbound traffic coming down the point is slow, and then when you get down to the Thanksgiving Point area, it kind of eases up a little bit. You're back into the delays at 2100 North down through 1500 North. Mark?
Despite a wreck, a late one on the I-15 northbound exit at 900 South downtown, the traffic has really improved South Salt Lake up to Farmington, but the delays in Davis County remain between Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 is still overflowing a bit up to Fruit Heights. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling air conditioner tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Boy, we've got a big thunderstorm cell that's passing over Utah County and the southern part of Salt Lake County. And that should blow out of here fairly quickly. Let's get the latest on the KSL 7-day family forecast from Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, the 4th of July holiday is fast approaching and looks like things are going to work out just fine for the holiday. We're looking at partly cloudy skies today and temperatures in the mid-90s. We're going to continue to see an opportunity for some isolated thunderstorms each day through Thursday and Friday, especially in the afternoons and especially in the higher elevations. Low 90s and a little drier for Saturday and Sunday. We'll lose the afternoon thunderstorms and keep it dry through the holiday. We're looking at mid-90s and mostly sunny for the 4th. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And we've got weather spotters saying there are some very high winds in the West Jordan, South Jordan, the southwest corner of the valley. So be careful out there.
Starting
right now,
to whip things up now downtown as well.
And Salt Lake right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies and 96 degrees.
And as this thunderstorm moves across the Wasatch Front, you can be sure that we'll keep you up to date into the Nightside Project. We continue to have traffic and weather throughout the evening.
Another good day for stocks. We'll tell you how your money did coming up next. KSL News Time, 6:22.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again with the compassion of a cross and shield and the power of a card that opens doors to the best hospitals and medical centers in all 50 states. Giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Regent's Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, or great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M5 tractor. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Hermanson's Equipment and Johnson Tractor and Implement, or find your local Kubota dealer online at utahkubotadealers.com.
At Utah Community Credit Union, we understand that buying or building a home is one of the biggest and most important financial decisions you'll ever make. That's why UCCU has seasoned mortgage loan professionals that work in all of our 18 locations along the Wasatch Front, providing every type of real estate loan. When you step into a UCCU branch, you'll meet with a mortgage expert who will get to know you and help you through the entire loan process. Whether you're buying a new home, refinancing, or interested in a construction loan or home equity line of credit, UCCU will find the right loan for you at the best rates. Guaranteed. It's all part of our mission to help our members make smart financial decisions. So if you're looking to buy or build a house or would just like to find out what home loan options are available for you, step into any one of our branches. Visit us at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640. That's 801-223-7640. Utah Community Credit Union. Inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, the world's largest uncut diamond failed to sell at Sotheby's. They had 1,100-carat stone on the auction block last night. It was expected to go for at least $70 million. There were a few bidders in play, but no one came close to the minimum price set by the seller.
KSL Drives, brought to you by Ken Garf Volvo, Safety First. Consumer Reports is out with this year's best and worst cars. Tesla's Model S took the number one spot. The BMW 750i and M235i were second and third, respectively. The Jeep Wrangler Limited ranked lowest on the list with just 20 points.
Amazon Amazon Prime members can get $50 off a new smartphone. The Motorola Moto G usually sells for about $200, but if you're willing to put up with the ads on the lock screen, Amazon will take $150 for it. While the phone is inexpensive, it is considered one of the best budget smartphones going.
The Dow is up by 285 points. It ended at 17,695. The NASDAQ up by 87, and the S&P was up by 35 points.
Many of us have probably done it, pulling over to the side of the road to deal with a problem like a flat tire. That's a dangerous move, though, even if we don't often realize it.
Cars and trucks racing at speeds of 70, 80 miles an hour can prove deadly if you step out of your car.
Like with me, I was struck and I was nearly killed on Christmas Eve, taken away from my wife and kids. Because the motorist wasn't paying attention like they should.
Tonight at 10, the Utah Highway Patrol provides us with information on what to do if you end up stranded. Deputy Janovic, KSL News Radio.
Straight ahead on Utah's afternoon news, a boot found by a hiker has now ended a mystery of a missing hiker.
And we'll let you know how the storm system blowing through Wasatch Front will affect your drive with traffic and weather coming up next.
More room for watching the big game.
And more room for playing with pets.
Go get it, boy.
Or jamming with the guys. 3, 4.
With a home loan from Mountain America, you have more room for the important things in life, whether it's family, relaxation, or simply having fun.
Touchdown!
And Mountain America makes it simple to buy your first home or upgrade to a better one.
Did you hear that, boy? Oh, he's such a good dog.
Plus, when you get a home loan, now you can receive a free appraisal, $500 toward closing costs, up to 100% financing, and our quick-close paperless mortgage process. Mountain America's Home Loans. Make room for what makes you happy.
More room for napping. Hello, Mr. Hammock.
Apply today at MACU.com. $500 credit and appraisal offer on new purchases only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Limit one per household while supplies last. Credit issued on closing disclosure. Appraisal offer ends 7/31/16. OAC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 462815.
An epic news event. As Britain votes to leave the EU, the Prime Minister resigns as outraged voters rise up against the establishment. Sound familiar? When the big news breaks, the choice is easy. Stay with the story on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Join KSL at ARUP Blood Services July 5th, 11 to 2. All blood types are needed. Donate today for a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org.
Triple Team Traffic, back to KSL's Traffic Center. How are we doing out there, Ricky Neese?
Delays are lingering solid southbound on I-15 between 3300 South to 90th South. Northbound I-15 still seeing spots of slowing. Draper, Sandy, and Midvale, but the rest of the valley freeways are clearing quickly. Dave Meekum?
Plenty of slow traffic waiting for you coming down off the south side of the point of the mountain, getting down into Lehigh. You're going to be in those delays down past the SR-92 ramps. It'll break up a little bit, but then there's more slowing between 2100 North and 1500 North. Big delays northbound on I-15 coming up between American Fork Main Street through Lehigh Main Street and almost up to 1500 North there as well. Mark?
Yes, northbound I-15 looks like a wrecker just pulled up at 9th South Exit Ramp to load up a wreck, but that hasn't been causing any delays. Your delays left over up north in through Davis County, of course, Farmington, Lagoon, up to Layton Hills Mall, and on Highway 89 headed up to Fruit Heights. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. Find out more or to purchase tickets, visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and boy, we've had some dark clouds move in. Pretty blustery outside. Let's get the latest with Kevin Eubank.
Another hot day around Utah with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s here along the Wasatch Front. We do have partly cloudy skies, and there have been a few isolated thunderstorms popping up around Utah. And that's going to be the story for the next couple of days. Temperatures will be in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday in Salt Lake with those isolated storms, especially in the afternoons. A little drier, though, as we head into the weekend. Low 90s, partly cloudy here in the north, and near 100 degrees in the south. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 6:30. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 96 degrees.
Valley delays continue on I-15. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, it's finally confirmed. The remains of a man whose foot was found in a boot in Little Cottonwood Canyon last year is that of a missing hiker named Corey Ellers. KSL News Eller's Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Despite doing several searches for Corey Eller's in the Hellgate area right after he disappeared in 2012, police couldn't find anything.
If you were to fall, you may actually get, you know, buried underneath the rock.
Unified Police Detective Ken Hansen says Eller's body was buried under rocks, but the snowmelt may have changed that.
It looks like maybe they got moved around enough where the boot was exposed and somebody located it.
Hansen says the family of Corey Eller's was notified last week about the DNA confirmation. He says since this isn't a homicide, the DNA testing had to take a back seat to other investigations, but that the family has been supportive of the procedure. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A man headed to the hospital this afternoon after falling from a cliff in Diamond Fork Canyon. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the hiker seemed to be in bad shape at first, but was able to walk most of the way to help.
We had very tenuous phone connection up in that area, and so the call came in that we had somebody who had fallen from a cliff, and that can be very serious. Now, we didn't know if it was a 2-foot fall or a 200-foot fall.
Cannon says it is still unclear how far he fell, but the hiker did receive treatment from a Spanish Fork ambulance crew for a head wound.
U.S. military action as a result of the Turkish terror attack, but it's not what you might think.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, the Pentagon is reportedly ready to ban all military families from traveling to Turkey. Nothing official yet. Now, if you're a civilian, there's nothing to stop you from flying there, except a mild State Department warning that's been posted for months. Only difference is we are now paying attention.
A traveler to Turkey, and frankly to many parts of the world, has to simply be aware and cognizant of the fact that the threat remains in place.
The latest casualty figures from Istanbul, 42 dead, more than 200 injured. The State Department says no Americans among them. Donald Trump is clearly hoping to win votes from Bernie Sanders supporters.
I have to say one thing about Bernie, and he, you know, he'll be nasty and say, oh, I'd never vote for Trump, but that's okay. I know what he thinks inside. He hates her. He hates her.
Trump at a campaign stop in Maine tonight. Meantime, there was an indictment today against the British 20-year-old who's accused of plotting to shoot Trump. He could face 30 years in prison for planning to steal a cop's gun and fire at the candidate in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. Not a toddler. A 51-year-old man is under arrest for leaving his adult, autistic daughters in a hot RV while he slept at a Nevada hotel with his girlfriend. One of the 25-year-old daughters died from the heat. Roger Killam tells police his daughters had cell phones. The one who survives said they didn't have any minutes. A candidate for governor of Missouri has come up with a unique fundraiser. Instead of a fancy dinner, Republican Eric Greitens is selling ISIS hunting permits. Spend $10, you get a mock hunting tag. For $100, you get a sticker signed by an ex-Navy SEAL who claims that he's the one who killed Osama bin Laden. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
New details are emerging in a Magna murder case in which a 5-year-old child was nearly suffocated. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Those details come from an affidavit unsealed today in the death of 24-year-old Natalia Casagrande. Police believe she was shot in the basement of her home and that the suspect, Jason Allen Black, also tried to suffocate her daughter with a throw pillow. The newly unsealed documents claim Black had come to the house to buy marijuana, but instead killed Casagrande with her husband's gun, then robbed the house of money and drugs. The warrant says when police arrived, the 5-year-old told them who did it. Black was later shot by members of a fugitive task force during a shootout at his parents' home. Black survived. It is now charged with aggravated murder and a number of other felonies. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
A former employee at a Joab County Youth Treatment Center has pleaded guilty to sexually abusing 5 teenage boys at the facility. Catherine Estep of Payson cut a plea deal with prosecutors. She worked at the Journey Impact Ranch in Mona, where police say she inappropriately touched or engaged in sex acts with the teens. She faces sentencing in August.
Problems don't end for some teens just because school is out. So school counselors are now with clergy, and they continue to promote a new app called Safe Utah, which allows teens to get help right away if needed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Safe Utah kicked off in the Canyon School District last year and will expand to more secondary schools this fall. The app connects teens right with a licensed psychologist or counselor, and they can report anything from bullying and harassment to alcohol use or suicidal thoughts. And the surprising thing is how many tips and requests are actually coming in, not about the teen themselves, but about one of their friends.
Clergy members are also being trained on using the app and helping teens that they serve.
The Granite School District has reached a settlement with the U.S. Department of Education, agreeing to improve its website's accessibility to people with disabilities. Department of Education had received a complaint about the district's website and found it lacked text descriptions of important messages for blind and low vision users. Videos were also not captured for deaf users.
Trading high-performance wheelchairs for a high-performance bobsled. 50 of the athletes competing in Utah this week as part of the National Veterans Wheelchair Games raced down the bobsled track at the Utah Olympic Park this morning. Army vet Renee Peterson was thrilled.
It was better than any roller coaster I've ever ridden. Yeah, it got, especially coming around that turn four, I flipped you right to the, you know, it was very amazing.
The sleds reach speeds of nearly 70 miles an hour as they round those turns.
Coming up on KSL, security jitters at airports across the country will tell you why it's a special concern heading into the holiday weekend.
And Triple Team traffic.
Still seeing some Davis County slowdowns northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split in Farmington through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 635.
Kids, they don't just grow up, they evolve into a strange new life form with smartphones permanently attached to their hands, communicating in an alien language that's like totes, cray, lol. And when this transformation happens, you may find yourself wishing for a new home and an ecosystem more conducive to the care and feeding of adolescent humans in the 21st century. Welcome to Daybreak, a place designed for your very modern family, with state-of-the-art everything, including the fastest internet in the valley, and great neighborhoods where kids can still be kids, with big parks and good schools within walking distance of home.
Our newest neighborhood, Heights Park Village, is now open. Sitting atop the tallest hill in Daybreak, it offers new homes priced from the high 200s and a whole new view of the world. Learn more at DaybreakUtah.com. Hashtag see the big picture.
When news is breaking and it's really important, you need to get good information. It's all we do. It's why we're here at KSL News Radio.
Well, we are already talking BYU football. It's BYU Media Day coming up tomorrow. Join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebel, along with Alex Carey and Dave Noriega as they talk about the Cougars' new head football coach, quarterback questions. It's Cougar Sports Media Day, live tomorrow from 12:35 to 3 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio.
The busiest 4th of July travel weekend since 2007 will have almost 200 additional Utah Highway Patrol troopers going after dangerous drivers. Sergeant Todd Roy says, believe it or not, having no deaths on Utah roads in that time is possible.
Last year we had zero fatality 4th of July weekend. However, the year before we had four fatalities. The year before that we had three fatalities.
AAA expects 3.1 million Mountain West residents to travel this weekend. That excludes visitors to our neck of the woods. Now, the UHP did not investigate any fatal accidents in the past week, but troopers urge drivers to buckle up, slow down, and concentrate to keep that trend going.
U.S. airports are taking extra precautions for the busy holiday travel weekend.
An area at JFK Airport's Terminal 5 was briefly evacuated after a Homeland Security dog sat on an unattended bag. The bomb squad was called on the road to the terminal was blocked. In short order, the package was cleared and the terminal reopened. Airports here and around the country added patrols after the attack at Ataturk in Istanbul.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting.
Searchers in the Texas Panhandle have found the remains of two train crew members following a head-on crash between a pair of freight trains. It happened about 40 miles northwest of Amarillo last night. The body of a third crew member remains missing.
The NTSB says it's had to postpone the mission to retrieve the black box from a freighter that sank in the Atlantic Ocean during Hurricane Joaquin. It's because resources needed for the job won't be available until August. Searchers had earlier planned to head out in early July for the spot in the Bahamas, where the El Faro sank last October.
KSL News Time, 6:39. Let's get an update of your afternoon drive. Weather a factor out there, Ricky?
Well, for the most part, in the heart of the Salt Lake County area, mostly dry roads. Doesn't mean you're not going to feel the wind bumping you around a bit. Be aware of that. But southbound traffic on I-15 still seeing some leftover slowdowns between 3300 South and 90th South. Northbound I-15 also lingering slowing. That's from 106 South up to the South Interchange. Dave Meekum.
You're driving I-15 southbound, getting down into Utah County. It's going to be slow from on top of the point as you approach the county line down to about the SR-92 ramps. Then it breaks up for quite a ways. Matter of fact, southbound, that's the worst of it. Northbound, different story. You've got delays just past American Fork Main Street through Lehigh Main Street up to almost 1500 north remaining. Mark?
Watching a wrecker take the last of the wreckage on northbound I-15, 900 south off-ramp out of there. But the traffic delays don't come until you hit Davis County. Highway 89 Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall, and that is starting to break up just a bit. Highway 89 delays still a minute or so, getting up into Fruit Heights. Valley Office Systems with printer, copier, and scanner technicians on call 5 days a week. The only authorized independently owned Ricoh dealership on the Wasatch Front. Valley Office Systems, always on your team. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, we still have a thunderstorm cell that's blowing through Utah County and southern Salt Lake County. We're seeing some heavy winds here in downtown Salt Lake as well. Let's get the latest from Mark. Kevin, you bet.
We've seen partly cloudy skies for most of the day. A few isolated thunderstorms are popping up across parts of central, eastern, and western Utah. Tonight, look for about a 20% chance of some of those storms making it to the valleys. 71 for an overnight low, 92 partly cloudy with some stray thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. Low 90s and partly cloudy skies right on through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got mostly cloudy skies, very breezy out there, 96 degrees.
Air quality officials today talking about the ill effects due to neighborhood fireworks. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 6:45.
Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
If you're a salmon lover, I know you've been waiting for this. The fresh, wild Alaska salmon is now available at Market Street restaurants. You can enjoy delicious king, sockeye, Copper River salmon prepared in a variety of ways, including Oscar style with asparagus, ooh, so delicious, topped with snow crab and béarnaise sauce, or the smoky flavor of salmon prepared on a cedar plank.
I love the salmon on the cedar plank. And what a great atmosphere at any of the Market Street restaurants. It's just so fun to be there, and their service staff is just so incredible. If you want to impress a client or a colleague with an exceptional lunch, or if you're looking for someplace special to take the family, you need to go to Market Street Restaurants.
It's always a special occasion at Market Street Restaurants. And the fresh salmon is only available for a limited time, so you don't want to miss your chance to enjoy fresh Alaska salmon.
Go into any of the Market Street restaurants, the one downtown, the one at Cottonwood. I go in there all the time for their Sunday brunch. Love it. Or South Jordan. Just make a reservation at MarketStreetGrill.com.
Independence Day is here, and to celebrate America's birthday, visit your Cal Ranch store for all your weekend needs. If you have weekend projects, save 50 cents a pound on bulk hardware like nuts, bolts, and washers. Get your quad chairs for the parade, only $9.99. And keep the house cool all summer long and save 10% off all air conditioners and cooling accessories. So stop by Cal Ranch stores before you start your 4th of July weekend.
We're your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
Start out the 4th of July weekend at Cal Ranch and save on Freedom Friday. For one day only, save big on barn burners. Like a Champion 3650 generator, only $299.99. Save 15% off any regular price fire-rated safe. Savings up to $500. And for one day only, save an additional 15% off all Red Tag apparel, already up to 70% off regular prices. It's this Friday only, Freedom Friday, at Cal Ranch stores while supplies last.
We're your Cal Ranch store, a ranch and home store, and so much more.
Would you like to save $5,000 on a new hot tub? At Bullfrog Spas, we're passionate about helping families, and our spa owners tell us that a personalized, energy-efficient, and easy-to-care-for hot tub in their backyard makes their home more peaceful. How can we provide that peace and save you $5,000 on your spa? Hi, this is Dan with Bullfrog Spas, and these days we're shipping spas worldwide, which means we need to manufacture hundreds every month. Sometimes they're not perfect, and right now we have too many of those factory second hot tubs, and they must go. Now through Saturday, save up to $5,000 while they last. Scratch and Dent's factory seconds and last year's models are now on display in our showrooms and warehouses, carry a full factory warranty, and are priced to move with payments as low as $89 a month, OAC. This inventory reduction event absolutely ends Saturday at all Bullfrog Spa factory store locations in Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Orem, Logan, North Ogden, and Layton. Bullfrog Spas, for a peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Dave Colley in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. What's going on, Dave?
Well, Scott, this is a pretty shocking circumstance up near Glacier National Park in Montana. We've just learned that a grizzly bear has killed a person in the Flathead National Forest. This is just outside of Glacier National Park, about 3 miles away from the park entrance at West Glacier. Information is coming from Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry, who says that this person was killed just near the West Glacier KOA campground. Right now, the wildlife officials up there are trying to find the bear that's responsible. Deaths from these bear attacks are fairly rare up in Glacier, but those bears are around. We're working to get a little more information about how this all happened. But again, person has been killed by a grizzly bear just outside of Glacier National Park.
All right, Dave. Thanks very much.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, suspicions confirmed for Unified Police. They say human remains discovered in Little Cottonwood Canyon last summer have now been positively identified as those of missing hiker Corey Ellers.
Second, a group of 50 athletes competing in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games had a chance to race down the bobsled track at the Utah Olympic Park today. Some even admitted to skipping out on competitions for a chance to speed down the track near 70 miles an hour.
Third is a look at traffic and weather.
KSL traffic trooper letting us know of a crash in Ogden, Highway 89 at Harrison Boulevard, saying part of that intersection is blocked to traffic. We also have lingering delays, and these are slow and go speeds southbound I-15 between 4500 South and 90th South in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've seen more clouds around today. Temperatures still in the mid to upper 90s with some thunderstorms popping. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The Istanbul airport attack that left 42 people dead has many asking, could that happen here?
The officials say that that kind of coordinated attack is less likely here because it would be much more difficult to form and maintain an operating cell in the United States. Even so, I spent the day today with the New York Police Counterterrorism Squad, and they're gearing up for a long July 4th weekend, especially given the end of Ramadan on July 5th. ISIS has claimed that jihadists will earn 10 times the rewards if they carry out suicide attacks during the holy month.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. It appears Puerto Rico will not miss a $2 billion debt service payment on Friday. The Senate has passed and sent to President Obama a financial relief package for the island territory. After conducting the annual stress test, the Federal Reserve gave the green light to plans by major banks to raise dividends and buy back shares, judging their financial foundation sturdy enough to withstand a major economic downturn. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. 4th of July fireworks are a feast for the eyes, but can be brutal on the lungs.
In Utah, the holiday tradition can prove problematic because the smoke builds up in our valleys. Utah Air Quality Division Director Bryce Bird says it's not just big displays like Stadium of Fire that you should think about.
So these are the same PM2.5 or fine particulate matter that we see during our winter inversion periods. And so these particles are able to get past the defense mechanisms in the lungs, get into the deepest portions of the lungs, and actually, you know, impact where the oxygen is transferred, and then ultimately, you know, impact the systems of the body as those particles go in and cause health effects throughout the body.
Now, the fireworks or brush fire haze looks like Utah's winter smog, but there is a reason for that.
Typically during the summer, we have our cleanest PM2.5 times of the year. Of course, we're familiar with the winter inversion periods where we see the elevations, and typically during the summer, we're down, you know, in the 5 to 7 micrograms per cubic meter range. But yet, during this few hours on a holiday, we can see 300, 400, even 500 micrograms per cubic meter.
Now, Bird says the frustrating thing about this summer smog is that it comes when we should be having much cleaner air.
There's always that balance between enjoying the fireworks, enjoying the holiday, and then realizing that we contribute to the air pollution that we breathe by our daily activities. In this case, fireworks, but of course, driving. You know, there are other impacts that we contribute to every day.
And that is Utah Air Quality Division Director Bryce Bird talking about some of the air quality problems, not only
it's
because of the fireworks, but because of the fires that we do have burning in the state. Let's catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Leftover delays southbound I-15 stretching from 4500 south to 90th south, but the rest of the valley freeways clearing out quickly and looking good. Cleanup continues on an earlier injury accident, 114th south, 1300 west. Dave Meekum.
We still have those delays coming down the south side of the point. You're going to be in that jam up approaching the county line down to just before you get to the SR 92 ramps. But that's about it for southbound traffic. The rest of it moving well into Utah County and throughout Utah County. Still some delays Lehigh Main Street and just a little bit north of Main Street, but those are clearing out as well, Mark.
Well, the delays are still there in Davis County, northbound I-15, worst of them basically Farmington up to Layton. But keep in mind that between now and about 7:20 tonight, some of these winds and weather are moving up north into Davis County. So heads up, celebrate 4th of July at Snowbird with family-friendly rides and activities like live music and the annual all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on the Plaza Deck. Details at snowbird.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and the wind's kicking up. Clouds moved in. The latest now on our KSL 7-day family forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, temperatures today have been in the mid-90s under partly cloudy skies with a few thunderstorms popping around the state. These afternoon thunderstorms will be back on Thursday and Friday afternoons. Highs will be in the low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s here in Salt Lake City. Little drier pattern in for the weekend, so low 90s and partly cloudy for Saturday, Sunday. But by the 4th of July, mostly sunny and mid-90s in northern Utah, sunshine in low 100s across southern Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Dark clouds, 96 degrees downtown.
We still have a very significant thunderstorm cell blowing through the southern part of Utah County right now. I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, but that's why we're seeing a lot of these high winds and some heavy rain cells in some areas, according to our KSL Weather Spotters. KSL News Time, 650.
I've been hearing more and more from folks who say, I'm running into more and more snakes when I'm trail running or hiking. Well, the Doug Wright Show goes reptilian. We're going to go to Hogle Zoo. We'll talk about safety around our friendly reptiles on the next Doug Wright Show.
We all have big plans for our retirement. Maybe it's taking that cruise with the wife. Maybe it's taking the grandkids someplace like Disney World. Or maybe it's just some extra rounds of golf. Now, imagine you're not able to do any of that stuff because you can't afford it.
Boy, that would be awful. I have a long list of things that I'd like to do. So if you have a list and you want to make sure that you're well prepared, call Michael Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors. You know, one of the most common questions people ask Michael is, how much money do I need to save for retirement?
What if we told you that Michael can help you generate a stream of income that continues throughout your retirement, whether you have a nice little nest egg put together right now or not. And that means retirement income that lasts as long as you do.
Michael gives great advice. Call him today at 801-210-2800. That's 801-210-2800 or visit capitalwealth.com.
Michael Stevens offers a broad array of products and services, including life insurance and annuities, licensed in Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Call Michael Stevens at Capital Wealth, 801-210-2800.
It's finally here. The all-new Riverton Chevrolet is open for business, and we're throwing a grand opening celebration. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a huge selection of Silverado trucks, like a brand new 2016 Crew Cab LT 4x4 All-Star Package. That's $12,000 in massive Silverado celebration savings. You've never seen these kind of offers, and you may never again. So hurry before they're gone.
Stock number TO6165, C60220R, C603R, all offers OEC.
Wait, the Riverton Chevy Grand Opening Celebration deals don't stop there. Right now, jump into a 2016 Cruise Limited or Malibu Limited and get 25% off MSRP. That's 25% off MSRP on a Cruise or Malibu Limited. There's no time to wait. Don't miss the Grand Opening Celebration happening now at the all-new Riverton Chevrolet, next to Sam's Club off 114 South, or RivertonChevy.com. Find new roads.
Riverton Chevy drives Utah.
Buyers may not qualify for conquest incentives. Offers plus tax, title, and license expires 7/04/16.
You have a choice when you call a company to work in your home. There are a lot of Johnny Come Latelys doing a lot of advertising. Statistically, only 5% make it 10 years. It's hard to stand behind your work if you're not in business. Just saying. Pick a local company like Whipple Service Champions with a proven track record of over 68 years. It's hard to find good help, so many fill trucks with some Dan in a van. Not qualified, not background checked, not drug-tested individuals who could be dangerous and shouldn't work in your home. Sorry if your name is Dan, it's just an expression. At Whipple, we have service champions, not just some Chuck in a truck. Sorry, Chuck. Each are carefully screened, have demonstrated proficiency, and follow strict dress and grooming standards. That makes us the Smell Good Plumbers. Experience the Whipple Service Champion difference. Do you know the number? Call 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come. Plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, Windows 10 is getting an update for its anniversary. On August 2nd, it will mark 1 year since the operating system was launched. Microsoft will update number 10 to use less memory and power, and for the first time, users will be able to use biometrics through Windows Hello to verify their identities.
If you're looking to buy an American-made car, look no further than Toyota. A new survey from Cars.com shows the Camry is assembled in America with more domestic parts than any other car. The next four top American-made cars are from Toyota and Honda. The Chevrolet Traverse came in sixth on that list.
Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials lost nearly 900 points the first couple of days after Brexit, but they're making that back. The Dow closed up today 285 points to 17,694. The NASDAQ gained 87. The S&P finished up 35.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
A pretty startling moment at a Trump rally this week when Trump's warm-up speaker, talk radio host Howie Carr, pulled this move to describe Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
Carr is taking his cue from Donald Trump on this, as Senator Warren is 132nd Native American, which is not a lot, but it's enough for Trump to bludgeon her with.
I was being hit by the Republicans. I was being hit by Pocahontas. That's Pocahontas. Pocahontas.
But this has pretty much been the case for the Trump campaign, right? Remember when he tried to discredit the judge in his Trump University lawsuit?
The judge, who happens to be, we believe, Mexican.
I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Can't wait, can't wait. Jump in the car and make your getaway to Logan, Utah. We've got the best of all worlds. Think about it. Outdoors, fishing, hiking, and wildflowers in the National Forest. Just 10 minutes from downtown. And you know that Logan is Utah's heart of the arts. Free concerts at the Tabernacle Monday through Friday and live shows at the Lyric Repertory Theater. Tickets are on sale now for Utah Festival's summer performances, including Peter Pan. Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center or take a true taste of Cache Valley with our self-guided food tour. Cookies and chocolate and cheeses, oh my. Log on to Explore Logan. Logan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
I won't grow
Get
up.
Get your tickets now. Utah Festival in Logan presents fantastic professional productions of Peter Pan, Showboat, Porgy and Bess, Ragtime, and Puccini's Trilogy with a full orchestra. It's a festival, so from July 6th to August 6th, there are 139 concerts, lectures, interactive classes, backstage tours, and more. Ticket prices are unbelievably affordable, the scenery and costumes are spectacular, and the performances are brilliant. UtahFestival.org. That's UtahFestival.org.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Portion of the news sponsored by Edelman Financial Services. They can help you just like they've helped thousands of people. Visit RickEdelman.com.
Hi, it's Brian and Amanda, and we want to tell you about KSL News Radio's new app, powered by the Utah Honda dealers.
It's the news you want, when you want it, all in one place. To get it, text the word APP to 57500 or search for it in the Apple and Android app stores.
Listen or watch KSL anytime you want. Get the top news when you want it. Get the latest traffic updates immediately and listen to any KSL show live or on demand.
Get it now. Text the word APP to 57500. You're going to love it.
And let's get an update of your traffic and weather. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're still seeing leftover slowdowns southbound on I-15 between 5300 South and 90th South. Bangor Highway southbound between about 7800 South and 90th South. Still heavy and slow. Looking so much better and good speeds once again. I-15 through Utah County. But we do have a new accident. Westbound on I-80 over to the right shoulder. It's going to be past the chain-up area, not far from the quarry. Mark?
Worst of the delays, Davis County northbound I-15 for
now 200 north up to about Hillfield Road. But keep in mind some of this wind and dust moving up north into Davis County in the next few minutes. If you have 30 minutes, ARUP Blood Services needs all blood types to store up for this month's holidays. Learn how you can save a life. Visit utahblood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, well, we've got that thunderstorm cell that continues to blow through the southern part of the Salt Lake Valley and Utah County right now. Got some very high winds at the south end of the valley. We're seeing those winds whip up Salt Lake, downtown Salt Lake as well. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low in the low 70s, then more thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the low 90s.
Have a great night. Nightside up next.